Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, on Friday, we started a series or a subject on what to do when under pressure. And we started to look at a few things under pressure. And the first thing we've got to understand is in 1 Peter 5:7, the Lord says, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. And we read different translations showing us how God will take care of us when the pressure's on. And we've got to learn to put our pressure on God, give it to Him, and leave it on Him. Don't take it back again. And so we want to continue today, and God is going to help us through this crazy year of 2020, where there seems to be more pressure than we've ever faced in our lifetime. What with the coronaviruses and the riots and the economy and the political arena, it's not really fun today. And so you can walk in fun and absolute peace and joy, but you've got to learn to do it God's way. So let's pick it up and let's see what the Lord has for us today.
The next time you're coming under tremendous pressure, I want you to learn to walk above the pressure so that the circumstances don't bury you. Yes. You speak to Christians sometimes and you say, how are you doing? And they'll say, well, under the circumstances. Why are you under them? Christ took you out from miry clay and put you on the solid rock. Found that you are on top of. You are above the circumstances. Well, Pastor, this is just, you know, words. It's not just words. It's God's words. It's spiritual, and it'll change things in your life. And so the next time you come under this tremendous pressure and you're tempted to cave in, I want to give you four things that you can do. Four things to help yourself overcome the attack of the pressure, wherever it's coming from. And those four things, I'm going to name them right now, and then we're going to go through what we can get through today. Is that good? I want you to all say this. Keep your focus on God. Second one, focus on your potential in God. Say it. You can't make them personal, okay? Focus on my potential in God. Number three, focus on what God is saying. And the fourth one, I like this one because it works for me in my life. Have daily communion. Now, some people don't even know they can do communion on their own at home. We were brought up in the way where we're not allowed to touch it. We want, you know, the sacraments, and it's sacrilege for anyone else to do it. That's not true. I do communion when I'm going through a major trial. I'll do communion every day for how long, Pastor? Until the thing's passed. Until I've overcome it. That's what I do. I tell you, because there are reasons for this, and I'm going to give you the reasons why we do them. But if you follow these four simple steps of faith that I'm in faith that I'm about to give you, you'll be able to overcome the pressure and the circumstances overcoming you. Aren't you tired of being whiplashed from all the pressure? It's like whiplash. You walk around, you're stiff, you've got shoulders, you can't move. You're like, hello? It's like you got hit in the backside by another car, and boom, you got whiplash now. That's how the devil is. He comes and tries to blindside us. He comes and he piles it on, the pressure technique, pile-on technique. He piles it on and piles it on. Amen? So number one, I want you to keep your focus on God. Now you can put it up. Look at that picture. You see, that person is focusing on Christ. In Isaiah 26, can you turn there with me? Isaiah 26. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And don't allow this pressure and the continuing banging of the pressure on your life to get through. You're going to have to stand. The Bible says, having done all, stand. That means there's going to be pressure against you standing, but your feet are firmly planted on what you learned from God, and you're standing like this. And when the winds come and the storm blows, everything's moving, but my feet are standing dead still because I'm on the rock of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we've got to learn to stand. Isaiah 26 verse 3 from the Amplified. Watch here. You will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you, on God. Did you see that? Listen, I'll read that again. You will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you, on God, in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. Expectation. You see, a Christian should be walking around in expectation. If my faith is out there, I better be expecting the result. If I've prayed a prayer, whatever the prayer is, and I don't expect the answer, I wasted my prayer. Oh, come on. When you pray, believe you receive it. When do I believe I receive it? When I pray. Well, if I believe I receive it, he says, then you'll have it. Then I better have an expectation. You pay for something online and you know that they're bringing it with whatever. I mean, the other day I placed an order for something. I promise you, it wasn't even 12 hours. I had it. I'm not joking. Amazon Prime, I think they flew it in by pigeon or something, pigeon carrier. But I had it the next day. It wasn't even 24 hours. But when I paid for it, I was expecting it. I expected. Jesus paid for it. We expect the result. It's a promise of his. He paid for it already. Do you know you got a credit card in heaven with God? For every single thing that has been paid for, and you don't have to pay it off? Or else you're going to get 25% interest. You got to just obey, be in faith, and do it. And so I need to have an expectation. He says over here, with hope and confident expectation. I love that. We got to expect. God says, cast your cares on me. I've got to expect that he's going to take care of it. I must be expecting it to be gone. In fact, I should be shocked when it doesn't leave immediately or it doesn't arrive, but I know I keep standing. It will happen. It comes. Can you say amen? The New Living Translation says, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Focus on Christ. Focused on the kingdom. Focus on the word of God. And so many people in a crisis, they fail to focus on Christ. And they focus on the problem. And that is exactly what the devil wants you to do. Focus on the negative, because negative thoughts attract negative things. Positive thoughts attract positive things. The law of attraction. If I'm focusing and speaking the problem and fearful of the problem, well, then there's a whole lot of negativity in my life. My wife spoke about that recently, and it's moving. It's a vibration that's attracting other negativity. Birds of a feather flock together. There's never been a truer saying in my life. Come on. And you'll find negative people, how they gravitate towards negative. Right? And the opposite, positive gravitate towards positive. Victorious to victorious. Are you with what I'm saying? And so instead of believing the situation that's negative can have a positive outcome, they don't see an end in sight. I know there are Christians who do this, and it shouldn't be that way. We think that the negative circumstance is going to last forever. I can't see a way out. Well, the reason why you can't see a way out is because there is no way out, not to the natural man. But Yahweh makes a way where there is no way. He says, I will cause you to have food and water in the wilderness. I'll prepare a table for you in the midst of your enemies. God can make a way where there is no way. There is not a way, but God's got a way. And God's way will work. So rather start seeing the fact that God takes what the devil means for bad, Romans 8:28, and he'll turn it to your good. When you're in hope and positive expectation, you've prayed, you've cast it on God, now I'm expecting the results, stay there. just stay there. But you don't understand, it got worse. Well, there is a saying that it gets worse before it gets better. And often what that is the devil testing you. He's just trying you. He wants to see you're going to quit caving and give up. And when you do that, it all comes piling back on you. You got to stand. And it takes some tenacity. It takes some bulldog tenacity. I've got to grab a hold of this thing and I've got to hang on to it. And the wind can be flying around me and doing what it wants to. I'm not letting go. I'm not letting go. But they said that it's coming, and they said that this, and they said, and the scientists said, and the doctors have said, and the mask, and they're on and on and on. No. What am I focused on? I'm focusing on God, the solution. And so, say this. Negative attracts negativity. And positive attracts positive. That's the law of attraction. And so the devil will try to get you hooked up in the negative side of what he's doing rather than in the positive side of what God has done. See, devil's doing, God has done. God's completed work. Devil ain't complete. Do you know, I don't know if you're aware of this. I was doing a study a little bit this morning as well. I did a study that there are over 3,000 promises of God. And I actually saved the study I was doing. 3,000 promises of God. God's promises are yes and amen. If God told you that he'll do something and he made a promise, I've seen it come to pass in my own life. I've seen things come to pass that I thought was impossible to happen. But God's grace and his love and his mercy overcame my negligence and my stupidity and gave it to me anyway. Yeah. I've looked up at God and said, wow, didn't see that coming. Didn't expect that to come either because I wasn't really standing in the faith I should have been. But you see, to whom much is given, much is required. At that stage, I didn't know enough. So God would pile it on. Even nowadays, sometimes I do something, but God still blesses me. That's just who he is. He's this incredibly amazing, loving, forgiving, all forgiving. Aren't you glad that he's a forgiving God? I mean, all forgiving God. Wow. And he'll bless you. He'll bless you. And so negative attracts the negative and positive will attract the positive. That's why God tells us the following. Philippians 4:8. In fact, Job 3:25. Watch what he says here. In Job 3:25, out of the voice, what I feared most descends on me, my nightmare, now reality. That's the law of attraction. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. God's word says, what I fear most overtakes me. What I dread happens to me. The devil tries to get you into dread. He tries to get you into fear because he knows you'll attract it to you. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Paul Hugobart, lead pastor for the Southside Christian Church in Fort Pierce. Have you recently found yourself looking at the world around you and thought, goodness, this is a crazy time in which we're living. What do you do when so much of the world around you seems to be headed in the wrong direction? Well, you run to the one you know you can trust no matter what is happening around you. I still believe that Jesus is the answer to the problems of the world around us, and even more, I still believe he has the answers to the problems I face in my life and you face in yours. If you want to learn more about him, I invite you to check us out at southsideonline.com and join us on Sunday morning. I'm cheering for you and hoping